This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. The 18th BRICS summit is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi under India's chairship. Addressing the opening session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said BRICS has established its identity on the world stage over the last 20 years and described the summit as a historic milestone. The Prime Minister said India's chairship of BRICS is based on a people-centric and humanity-first approach. The two-day event brings together 11 major emerging and developing countries held under the theme of Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. Several key world leaders are participating, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in New Delhi to participate in the summit and Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with him later today. Belarus's Foreign Affairs Minister Maxim Rizikov also arrived in New Delhi this morning to attend. India and Belarus share warm and friendly relations marked by growing cooperation across bilateral and multilateral spheres. Prime Minister Modi today held bilateral talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali on the sidelines of the summit. The Ministry of External Affairs said the two leaders discussed further strengthening the bilateral strategic partnership. The Prime Minister also held bilateral talks with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. President Draupadi Murmu today met with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian in New Delhi. Pezeshkian is in the capital to attend the summit and yesterday held bilateral talks with Prime Minister Modi in which the two exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia. The Prime Minister reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. China Southern Airlines said today it will resume regular passenger flights between Guangzhou and New Delhi from 21st of this month, ending a six-year suspension. Air services between India and China were suspended after the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020. The resumption comes as Chinese President Xi Jinping visits India for the BRICS summit and holds talks with Prime Minister Modi. In March this year, Indian carrier IndiGo also began daily flights between Shanghai and Kolkata, further expanding air links between the two countries. Saudi Arabia has temporarily shut down its major east-west oil pipeline a day after the facility was struck by drones. The 1,200-kilometer pipeline has played a key role in Saudi Arabia's ability to keep exporting oil amid the disruption of the Strait of Hormuz during Iran's war with the US and Israel serving as the kingdom's key alternative export route. It has been carrying 4 million to 5 million barrels per day in recent months, 4-5% of global supply. In a separate but related development, Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have captured the port of Mocha and the strategic island of Perim in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait at the southern entrance to the Red Sea, opening a new front in the ongoing West Asia conflict. The flood situation in Bihar is improving, though several areas remain affected. More than 2,000 villages across 14 districts have been hit. Relief and rescue operations are underway, and administration is closely monitoring the situation. Water levels in major rivers, including the Ganga, Son, Bagmati, Ghagra and Punpun, continue to recede, though the Ganga and Punpun are still flowing above the danger mark at several places. The Ganga remains above the danger mark at almost all monitoring stations in the state, including Gandhi Ghat in Patna, while the Punpun is flowing more than 1 meter above the danger mark at Sripalpur in Patna. India stormed into the final of the Women's Junior Asia Cup 2026, defeating South Korea 5-1 in Moki, China today. Supriya scored a hat-trick with Madhusudan and Sukhvir Kaur also finding the net for India. Yuri Jiong scored South Korea's only goal. The win follows India's 19-0 quarterfinal victory over Pakistan. India topped its group, which also included China, Japan, Malaysia and South Korea, and now await the winner of the second semi-final between hosts China and Japan to learn their final opponent. India are seeking a third consecutive Women's Junior Asia Cup title, having won the tournament in 2023 and 2024. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.